Time now for your letters. On Wednesday, we explored the difference between Ukraine and the Ukraine. The Ukraine is a common construction. In our story, we noted the nation's constitution clearly names it as Ukraine.
When people say the Ukraine, I feel somehow a little twinge.
That's Ukrainian-American translator Peter Fedinsky, who says adding the diminishes its value.
Well, Douglas Robertson of Baltimore writes, it is unsurprising that Ukraine is called simply Ukraine in the Ukrainian constitution because the Ukrainian language has no definite article, no equivalent of the. If the Ukrainians do not wish their country to be called the Ukraine in English, fine. But the case for the thelessness cannot be built on what they call their country in their own language.
Also this week, we heard a story about our love of repetition in music.
Our love of what?
Of repetition in music. Music psychologist Elizabeth Margulis says it seems to be a cultural universal.
So not only does every known human culture make music, but also every known human culture makes music where repetition is a defining element.
Listener Josh Cleveland of Broadview Heights, Ohio writes, how many times have I told someone I didn't like that song when I first heard it, but it's really grown on me over time? The mere exposure effect. How many times have I listened to an utterly familiar song and in one serendipitous moment discovered something new within its lyrics or melodies?
One song may be an exception. Michael Kuchmas of Longmont, Colorado quoted its lyrics in his comment at NPR.org.
This is the song that doesn't end. Yes, it goes on and on, my friend. Some people started singing it, not knowing what it was.
Thankfully, this song will come to an end, but never our need for your letters. Write to us. Go to npr.org and click on Contact.